Vermont is not the only New England state to pass a GMO labeling law, but unlike the measures recently approved in Maine and Connecticut, Vermont's law is not contingent on the actions of other contiguous states. Maine's law, for example, would not take effect until five neighboring states also pass a similar statute. Vermont, however, simply requires the labeling and sets a date for manufacturers to comply.
We anticipated a lawsuit expected to be sued, so it's not a surprise.
Vermont Assistant Attorney General Megan Shaffrit says her office made it clear to the Vermont legislature that a challenge was likely. She says the state is still going over the 22-page complaint filed by the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the Snack Food Association, International Dairy Foods Association, and the National Association of Manufacturers. In it, the plaintiffs point out that the FDA does not require companies to declare genetically modified ingredients, and they say that compliance with the law's July 2016 start date would be virtually impossible. But more than that, it says that Vermont has overstepped its powers and is trying to force manufacturers to make assertions they don't wish to make.
It does appear that they are asserting First Amendment challenge, and we did expect that that would be among the challenges made to the law.
The trade groups are seeking immediate reversal of the law and a ban on any further GMO labeling attempts. And some fear the case may have a chilling effect on fledgling legislation elsewhere. Peter Bixby, a Democrat in the New Hampshire House, was among those who tried and failed to push through a GMO labeling bill this session, which was roughly modeled after one that did pass in Maine. One of the elements lacking in New Hampshire's recent attempt, he says, was a clear understanding of the costs involved in enacting a labeling law, including that possible litigation.
The fiscal note did not include a prospective amount for being sued. And I suspect that when we bring it forward again, the fiscal note will include that, and that's going to probably make it more challenging to get something passed, at least in the short term.
And a GMO labeling law in New Hampshire would be essential in order for Maine's newly passed law to take effect. Vermont, meanwhile, has set aside up to $1.5 million to fight the lawsuit. But Shaffrit's with the AG's office says should the state lose the case, Vermont could be on the hook for at least $5 million. She says that a fund has been set up so that people can chip in to help the state defend itself. For a state of just 620,000 people, it's a case of David versus Goliath. The Grocery Manufacturers Association alone has the potential backing of some of America's wealthiest corporations. In Washington State last year, when a GMO ballot initiative was launched, the GMA spent $7 million successfully fighting it, their campaign funded by a long list of companies including Coca-Cola, Kellogg, Hershey, Nestle, and J.M. Smucker. And there's a lot at stake. An estimated 60 to 70% of foods on grocery store shelves contain some sort of genetically engineered species. But proponents of GMO labeling say the issue isn't about the advantages or disadvantages of GMOs. It's about the consumer's right to know. Ted Quade is executive director of the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association.
There's a very strong majority of people, not only in Vermont and in Maine and across the country, New Hampshire, elsewhere, that very much feel that they have a right to know what's in their food, and they want this food labeled. And I don't think at the end of the day lawsuits or threats of lawsuits are going to change that.
None of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit responded to our request for an interview by airtime, but the Grocery Manufacturers Association did issue a statement calling Vermont's mandatory GMO labeling law costly and misguided. And they said that the measure encourages a 50-state patchwork of GMO labeling policies that do nothing to advance the health and safety of consumers. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.